Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Bob and Ian, and we're continuing to reorganize the paging of Finnegan's Wake. So here we are, episode 24. So this would be the 24th page of the new Finnegan's Wake with our order. So we're going to do mainly 263, but we're going to start a little bit on 262 and go over a bit into 264 like we traditionally do. So here we go, two-thirds down on 262. It says, stapling to tether to, stepping stone to mount by, as the boots at Pickardstown. And that skim elk steed still in the ground loft then, as overall. Or be these wing sets lean to the outwalls, beeskin trophies of Booth of Boz the balsam borts? Burials be belly raised. So let Bacchus and call. In. Where? The babbers ply the pen. The bibbers drang the den. The publicam, he's turning 10 for 10. From seldomers to
Okay, you gotta stop on the dime. So now you see they're setting the stage for the final blows of Megiddo.
Megiddo.
The balsam boards, the outlaws, the beast skins, the purge, those trophies, getting all ready for the skim milk steed. Mm-hmm. Kick right down. They're not trying to say nigger town, are they, Bob? That's not what they're trying to say. No, they're not trying to say that. But
where is it? What's the word?
Kind of the Take Pickard. Your Pickard's town.
Oh yeah, Pickard's town,
right? And then all this is starting to build. There's tide. Everything is but a stepping stone. They're all locked together, stopped. It's all going down kind of at once. And then the babbers, that may be Matt Drudge, but we're not sure. But he don't even babble about anything anymore. There's nothing to pick up on. So, I mean, we can't even make fun of Matt Drudge anymore. It's pretty good. They get saved before it's over with. And then the bibbers drag the den.
You use the word bibbers a lot.
Yeah, like the wine bibbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But see, they got the problems because you got the comms and the cams. As far as the publicans go, and they're going to turn 10 for 10.
Yeah.
That's 10, as in lead. 10 for 10.
Lead?
The blow of this going, 10. Money, the element 10 for $10.
For 10. I see.
Okay. And carry on. We ought to get to set. He's setting the stage. Now let's see what happens.
Well, beside that, because this is the children's school book, their text, they're studying it in the evening. And so there's notes made on the left by Shem or Sean, and notes on the right made by Shem or Sean, I don't know which, and notes at the bottom of the page, number notes made by Issy, the sister. But on the left, they've got Cortendwuds, and then a little later, tickets for the Tail Waggers Terrier Puppy Raffle. Tickets for the Tail Waggers Terrier Puppy Raffle. On the right, it says, Gnosis of Pre-Create Determination, Agnosis of Post-Create Determinism. There's your McLuhan, Determinism. Okay, so then down the bottom, for Issy's notes, note number one, Yusuf Smirt and Ye Merman answers from his...
Bob, we didn't do that page. The only reference you have is number 7.
That's
so
a good
just
point.
Do number 7, because those
You're
first
right.
won't
we didn't
you'll have to do
seven.
The whole page.
Okay, the seventh note. Beg to go to Beggy, to go to Beggy, and to be sure to remind her Beggy. Good beg, buggy Beggy. All right? That's elaborating on balsam boards.
And beg for the mercy. They're like, ring, goes to Charlie.
Yeah. That's in. Ring,
no,
ring.
Beg. Beg.
I see. Okay. From, now at the bottom, last word, 262, from seldomers that most frequent him. That same erzcrafty hackamoth, which under the assumed name of Ignotus Loker, a foggy old, harangued belly-hooting fish drunks on their favorite stamping ground. From a father, Theobaldur Brake, footnote 1, Huntler and Pumar's animal alphabets, the first in the world from AAB to Zoo. And back up the text, an Egyptus, the incense strobe, has Cyrus heard of him? And Major A. Shaw, after he got the minor smell pecks? An old white man's self, the blighty, blotchy, beyond the bay, hope of Ostrogothic and Ottomanic faith converters, despair of pandemia's post-wardum plastic surgeon.
Oh, wait. Now you gotta catch up, see. Now it's actually being very point. The pandemic's post-wardum plastic surgeons, there must be problems.
Pandemics?
The real people can't even show up to cry with you how bad they are. And then which one that most frequent him, and we got that, what's a hake's mouth? And they have an assumed name of Ignotus Lacor. Pretty fun. The foggy old harangued belly hooting fish drunks. That would be your Fauci's. That would be your doctors that get on Fox News and say, "Well, by all means, you need to get the vaccine. I don't know why you don't already have the vaccine. You should vaccinate. You should, matter of fact, you should get 2 vaccinations. Now, they don't work. That's understandable, but you need to go on and get it because that's what you should do. And you shouldn't have to be told that anymore. That's the problem. The incense strobed. They keep blowing and blowing and blowing. They're just setting up it for the minor smell picks.
Wow.
Like smallpox. They're trying to parallel it to the smallpox.
Right, and the people come in under assumed name. That's their fake cards, vaccine cards.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which under the assumed name of Ignotus Loker.
Correct.
Okay, that's pretty good. And so I'll just repeat a bit. And Major A. Shaw, after he got the minor smallpox, smellpecks, and old white man self, the blighty, blotchy, beyond the bays, hope of Ostrogothic and Ottomanic faith converters, despair of pandemic post-wardum plastic surgeons. So these hospitals trying to deal with the people who come back in after they get vaccinated, they're plastic surgeons. Prim them up. Cover over. Put a patina of health on them. And this is all to the left. It says Mars speaking, the god of war. So it's the vaccine war.
Right.
Kind of Armageddon there. All right. Then, another question. But is...
How could fucking Joyce know this? How is this possible? He could lay this out like this. You're just putting in... Joyce, you know, James Joyce, you ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah, Joyce.
He was right up there with Tension, Bob. You remember Thomas Tension? He was up there. Like that.
Yeah, people have often said Gravity's Rainbow is the Finnegan's Wake of American literature.
We know.
Inspired by Joyce.
Both are silly.
What's silly?
Both are silly.
Right, but you're saying how can Joyce know this? Well, he didn't.
Correct.
We're putting...
But how did... I mean, come on now. A minor smell pick? Come on now.
Yeah, smallpox right there. At the bottom, so we've done footnote 1. Well, footnote 1, no, we did that. So is there footnote 2? No 2 yet. So it's not a question. But is was also long ago. Here comes the question. Hispano-Cathayan Euxine, Castilian, Emiratic, Hebridean, Espinal, Cymric, Helleniki? That's the end of the questions. Rolf the Ganger, Ruff the Gangster, not a feature alike, and the face the same. Footnote 2.
Uh-huh. Wait. I'll do the footnote, I guess. That's right.
Yeah. We don't hear the booming cursor worries. We won't fear the fletches of lightning. We float the Mediterraneans and come back to the isle we love in Spice. Punt!
Wait.
Not a feature alike.
Mm-hmm.
And the face the same. You were going to say something right there. Not a feature alike in the face.
Not a feature alike in the face, but they're the same. So they keep changing. And now you got to go back. So before all this got too stirred up, which one is it? Which one is crossing the border? Which ones are coming across the southern border that are Goth the Ganger, Roth the Ganger, Roth the Gangster, Roth
oh,
the
yeah.
Gangster?
Yeah, the Sinaloa.
None of them look alike, but all their faces are just the same.
So what?
And then pastimes
is
are
that
past
mask on?
Mask on, that's right. They're all covered. Now that's the Ostrogothic.
Yeah.
Ottomanic, the faith converters. So your burkas are on the way, and everybody will be able to put them on in a day or two here. Put your burkas on to cover yourself up.
Now, the next sentence is a very favorite quote of McLuhan. He built his whole edifice on this. Pastimes are past times. Pastimes are past times. You remember? In the TV age, movies were the art form. In the movie age, novels were the art form. In Plato's time, the oral dialogue was the art form as speech came in.
But it was not like that. McLuhan is dead and it doesn't matter. Because the pastimes, like things that occupy your time, are pastimes. That's old school. Used to, you'd look at things like what's going on right here. If you had Roth the Ganger and Ruff the Gangster, you'd handle it a different way. But the old ways are the done ways. They don't do that anymore. Because now they're going to let the murderers... Oh, no, we're ahead of you now. Go ahead.
Going to let the murderers in. Okay.
Well, now that with the murderers, they're going to say, okay, it was a murder. Okay, well, yeah, it was a child murder. Okay, well, it was a 911 level event. Okay, we'll let bygones be bygones. Okay, go ahead.
Pastimes are past times. Now let bygones be bygones. Sail at ease, air it in this workin' wordin', mine born, and it vile need olderwise, since primal made altar in garden of item. And olderwise, three.
So hold on. Go ahead and do the footnote. We'll catch it before you get too off the... We don't want you slinging off the flying genie.
So, footnote 3. And this once golden bee, a Cimadoro. Back up to sail of these arid in this Warkin Verdon, mine burn, and it filled need olderwise, since primal made altar in Garden of Edom. What were you going to say? You said stop there.
This comes back into the position of setting the stage for the Garden of Eden. Every time this primal or driven thing that's coming, you have to get this worked out. We're going to let everybody free, empty the prison, get everything settled, get your mind right, get yourself together because you need older, wise conditions to be responsive.
Older, wise, right. Where was that? Oh, yeah, older, wise. And older wisdom, the source energy, source wisdom.
No, that's what they're saying, Fauci. They're saying that's what Fauci is older wise.
Now, the Emerald Tablets comes in. It says the tasks above are as the flasks below. That's from the Emerald Tablet. Saith the Emerald Canticle of Hermes, and all's loth and please stir.
It's Hermes. Not Hermes, it's Hermes.
Okay. That's the fashion place?
Well, no, it's the same word, Bob.
Okay. Now, this is a whole long, amazing sentence, so I'll just read it all. The tasks above are as the flask below, saith the Emerald Canticle of Hermes, and all's loth and pleaster, are we told, on excellent ink bottle authority, solar systemized, serial cosmically in a more and more almightily expanding universe under one, there is rhymeless reason to believe, original sun. Securely judges orb terrestrial. Footnote 4. And he was a gay Lutherius anyway, Cynobald. Do that again. And he was a gay Lutherius anyway, Cynobald. You can tell by their extraordinary clothes. Then it says, had certo ergo. Now here's the important sentence. But oh, felicitous culpability, sweet bad cess to you for an archetype. And beside that it says on the left, here is say in paradox lust. Paradise lost. Here is say in paradox lust. So, the cliched archetype in interplay. But oh, felicitous culpability, sweet bad cess to you for an archetype. And I forgot up at Rolf the Ganger, Rolf the Gangster, footnote 2, but beside it says Smith no home. Smith no home. And then down by Hermes it says non quod sed quiet. You know what that means? Non quod sed quiet, Latin?
You can make it up.
You can make it up. Okay, we go over to page 264. Honor commercials energy.
Wait! What are you doing? This is where you start bringing in the aliens. This is where the aliens come in.
Where? The original sun?
The solar systemized stereo cosmically in a more and more almightily expanding universe under one. They're coming. There is rhymeless reason to believe there's only one original sun.
Mm.
So the judges orb terrestrial.
That's the aliens.
Correct. And haud certo ergo is the, they're trying to make the point of, look, but you don't always see.
Right, I said they float, no. They orb, they, circulate over the environment and in the Earth. They are in orbit and
is that like a, so are you saying that the orb is like a Roomba, a circle sucker?
Nope. I'm not saying that, but
okay.
It could be.
Good, we're glad, because that was that'd be a round orb that floats across the house and spread dog shit often.
Right, you can. That's a gay Lutherius anyway. You can tell by their extraordinary clothes, the aliens. Yeah, number 4 comes right after the alien sentence. You can tell by their extraordinary clothes. All right, do I turn the page?
You can do just a little dot more, but not much more, because this is kind of like the top of the morning, because now you're going to see the energy starting to start. Go ahead. Let's do, well, that's a long thing. Be careful. Yeah, do the first paragraph. We'll go that far.
Yeah, just the first paragraph.
Remember what you're doing.
Yep.
Which is half the page.
Here we go. Honor commercio's energy, yet aid the linkless proud, the plurible with everybody and ek with pal, this Ernst of Allsop's ale, Halliday of roaring month, with its 2 lunar eclipses and its 3 Saturnine settings.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Now they're setting time frames here. They're setting time frames. What are your side notes? Do your side note now, Bob.
Yeah, it's a good
archaic.
One. Archaic Zelotypia and the Odium Teleologicum. Teleology. Archaic Zelotypia and the Odium Teleologicum. That's end results.
Correct, but now they're talking about All Saints Day. All Saps. All Saints Day is a holiday of a roaring month with its 2 lunar eclipses. We got through. Somebody better look that up. Yeah, it's 2 lunar eclipses and 3 Saturn settings. Saturnine settings. That means the Saturn, the planet. Did they get rid of Saturn? I know they fucked up Pluto. It's like a planet.
No, no,
it's
Saturn's still there.
It is a planet.
It's still
a planet.
Doing well.
But, well, they keep changing their mind. We just thought maybe they throwed out Saturn, too.
Yeah.
We weren't sure. Bunch of heathens, a horn of heathens. That's right.
And they're so
pious. And they're so highbrow. And they're so well-bred. And they are so... They've been into politics for 50 years, and that's successful. It's amazing that they've lasted 50 years at a job and never done one goddamn thing. And they've been there 50 years, and they're really proud of it. They never got caught in a scandal. They never done anything to be in a scandal. Well, that's, maybe that's the secret of your success, too. You never done anything, so you couldn't do anything wrong. I've never done anything. How could I do something wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything.
This is Biden. 50 years of Biden, yeah. Horn of heathen, highbrowed.
Yeah,
Brook of Life.
Yeah, back Jim Crow Joe.
Amnios Ebnium, Flumunculum Flaminolurnum. I do that again. Fluminiculum, Fluminiculum Flaminolurnum, Flaminolurnum.
This is describing, Jim Crow Joe's current mental status. He's got amnesia ad nauseum. He's got, flamenculum flame in murialum, which ain't, he ain't who he is. He ain't who he is. And we look for him, and we seek the blessed one, the honor, the worker. The one with the cum. The one with the inheritance. Yeah, we want Trump, baby. We want the blessed one. The one that has a dick that actually works. He can get the son and heir. They even can bring up Canaan. Canaan's land, Bob.
Wow, the giant.
For him.
Even Canaan. Well, I didn't read. We seek the blessed one. Or the blessed one, the harborer come inheritance, even Canaan the hateful. It's sort of like the Canadian, the hateful Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Ever a going, ever a coming. That's Trump, right? Ever going, ever a coming. Between a stare and a soft, fossilization all branches. Footnote one. Stark naked and bone stiff. We vivisadi. I'll be a dude. Mm-hmm. That's Trump land. Between a stair and a soft, fossilization all branches. Wherefore Petra swore unto Uma by the mortal's frost. And Uma sware unto Petra on my veiny life.
Yeah.
To the left.
That's where they're gonna start. That's where they'll start looking for the proof of vaccination. On my veiny life.
Yeah, and beside to the left it says bags, balls.
Yep, if you got enough bags, you can tote the balls.
All right, so now I unmute people so we can get commentary right here.
Oh, don't talk about Mary's sister like that.
All participants are now unmuted.
Everybody's unmuted. Gene wanted to be unmuted. Is she even there?
Oh, thank goodness.
Where is Jean?
She probably got mad.
Mad in Wisconsin. She can't blame her. All right, so...
I'm here.
What do you want to highlight?
The orbs terrestrial. Hold on a second here. I got to get off my
speaker. The ET securely judges orb terrestrial at the bottom of 263.
Yes. Yeah. Orbs terrestrial, when I click on that link ion terrestrial, it says especially human.
Uh-huh.
Orb terrestrial.
So it's like the Earth is important for the people, the real humans, but that's not who's the player now.
Does the orb reference the aliens?
Yeah, well, the orb is the planet. See, this is what's going to judge it, whether or not somebody's going to judge whether or not Bob was successful or not.
Yeah,
and it won't be the aliens.
Now, when you say judging, does that have to do with restoring balance? That kind of judging?
Did you win? Did you win? Did you lose? Do you have the Yarmulke continent, or did you forfeit the Yarmulke continent? And if you forfeited it, you can still assume it's going to be a bitch. Because you got to be a god and rule the angels and the damn aliens. And they're not, they don't, they're like Bob. They do not play well with others.
Well, isn't that restoring balance? Taking our power?
Well, if it, you got it, well, great. You got to restore a balance you never had. You've been living in this, but not with God power, so I'm going to get things back the way they used to be, that they never were. I'm finally
going to
do for the very first time, I'm finally going to do for the very first time the thing that was supposed to be all along, that I did all along already. I'm going to get it back. I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to get it back to Papa's got a brand new band.
Yeah, you were way off there, Gene.
No,
okay.
It was just, she was just making an application. She may or may not be turned down for the credit card. This is just the application. But if this way to do it this way, there's no hit on your credit. There's no deterrent. There's no hard inquiry on your credit rating. So that's good.
Got it. Okay, so now, and then I was also attracted to hot certo ergo. And that says nothing is certain, therefore. Not certainly, therefore.
Mm-hmm.
So is that another way of saying it's all up to Bob?
Of course. And it's also to the end of that, it's also to the end of that very conversation of, as we said, in that exact process, you got to know what you're working with, that you're working with.
All right, so I heard in the private session that, you know, Bob could just declare all of this not real.
Mm-hmm.
Bob could just say,
yeah,
this ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a choice
but except,
involved.
But it's the felicitous culpability. That's the problem.
Culpability.
Because we have an archetype here. We don't know how long it's going to go. But we have an architect.
Okay, does that have to do with the choice you were talking about then? You have to make a choice?
Yeah.
I am not culpable. I'm following Bob.
No. Okay. So you just tell you what you're trying to say is that you need a card. You don't need a jab. Is that what you're trying to say? Okay.
Okay, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Because they didn't ask me for the jab. They needed proof that I've been jabbed. Well,
right.
Here's my proof. I've been jabbed.
Right.
I did what you said. I complied. Don't go against it. Embrace it. Now, you can become a martyr if you want to. They have a really nice, good, big hole that all you martyrs are going to get to go in. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm like, okay, then do whatever you do. This is not the time for that. You can fight and die on another hill, a better hill, later if you want to go for the purge. This is the time to set your fucking ass down and get your arroz and frijoles and put this in a little bin and get yourself greased up and stay out the way. Don't raise up your head. This ain't the time to be a bright and shining star in an otherwise dark and dying world. You just stay out the way because they're coming. Same thing for your health.
Okay,
so
I
am. Is that Evan breathing? It's pretty sexy. For a Belizean woman, it's very sexy.
She's the church audience. She's all hailing, Ion. Okay, so now, a way of interpreting that, could I say that if I'm asked to get a test to show that I'm negative for COVID,
you can't do that, because what they put on, the poison that they put on the swab will give you the COVID. You've already had the COVID, and the XO, after look at the ingredients on the swab, and then don't let them put that inside your body.
But I could order one, at-home test, and then I could spray Flora Refresh on it, and then it will show up as negative, and I'll show them that test.
Why do you need to do that? Why don't you just, no, that's not the point. The tests don't matter. Because they're going to fix the test so that even with Flora Refresh, it's going to come back negative. You can turn dark in the box. That's not the problem. The problem is you got to have the detail of, here you go, I'm proving that I'm done. Because everybody who's been vaccinated is the ones catching no COVID. here's my shot, and yes, I've had COVID. And they go, oh, well, okay, then you're good to go. Because you got the shot and then got COVID, then you're doing good. So make sure your date explains it that way.
So you're saying make sure I have a piece of paper that says I've been vaccinated.
Sure couldn't
hurt. It's Evan snoring.
We know.
Evan.
We tell you.
No, she's saying, all hail Ion. Praise Ion.
Yeah. She'll take you though. She's going to be so... She's always so very precise and careful, and she's hung on most of the night. Normally, she's a one-hour wonder, but so she's actually done really good.
Well, this is the fourth night. She knew it.
Is it possible to get to find someone that would issue me a paper that says I've been vaccinated?
Sure. They can even give you lot numbers that they can look up to prove that you're in the list. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but where would I go about finding...
Under a batch queue.
Don't I have to find a doctor that's going to give me one of those papers without vaccinating me?
Computer says no.
This is going public into a public forum, Gene. You don't want to be discussing these criminal activities in such a public place.
Why are you talking about criminal? Where you get jammed, they give you a piece of paper and do anything, that's not criminal. That's what fucking Fauci said you're supposed to fuck. And you even have room, and then you even have room for your 19 boosters. You're gonna have, you know, like when you get your passport, you can get a small passport, a big one. You better get the book, because there's gonna be 411 boosters between now and Christmas, so you gotta stay right on the money.
The task above her is the flask below, Gene.
Okay, can't Bob just declare those vaccinations neutral?
The last time Bob decided something, you got in the fucked up mess you're in right now. Are you sure that that's exactly the way you want to handle this tiny little nothing conundrum? You see, we can just say everybody that asks for a passport falls over and dies. That seems to be a lot easier. And then after a little while, they'll quit asking. If your head's down half the way and you're not in front of some, you're not in front of running some goddamn Antifa rally somewhere where you shouldn't be, it's likely not, chances are good that it ain't gonna come up. You're not you're not leaving on a jet plane in the next day or two, are you?
Nope. Then,
there shouldn't be that big a deal. And you're not, you might cross interstate lines when they shut down all the interstates. But there's ways around it. If you don't know, there's people in your community that can get you around if you need to leave the state without getting on the main roads. I mean, you have to ford a creek, but you don't have to go on the main road.
True. See? There's only a few bridges.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Fear builds walls, never bridges, Gene.
So what I'm hearing is just hunker down and stay.
Well, done.
Stay in your bathroom. Don't even go into your living room or your kitchen. Hunker down in the bathroom.
And
don't answer the door.
Never answer the door. And don't keep all your folding money inside the house because they can tell how much you got. Unless you got star money. But it's hard to collect that now because everybody knows about it. Because of Bob's fucked up TikTok, now she comes greatest coup de grace.
Hey, this is all on page 264, right?
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
Okay.
Fossilization, all branches. Veiny life, on my veiny life.
Yeah.
Veiny life, veins, for injections.
In my veins. In my spaghetti.
Are veins, now on my veiny life, are veins going to look different when you're vaccinated? Because you said that's...
Yeah, now put a black light, they put a black light on you in the arm that you got vaccinated and it'll glow.
Okay.
Now not the new black lights, the old timey black lights, the real black there, the ultraviolet light. Not the ones that the LEDs that the fictitious, that Alexa, we said her name. Fuck! Now you've ordered eggs off the damn refrigerator. I hope you're happy about that. You know, that colored light. Oh, I can't say colored. Yeah, well, a black light. Well, damn, I can't say that either. Okay, the not white light that you have when you can control it with the internet. That's not true black light. Like that, but the true black light on your arm will make your veins will glow. Mm-hmm. Graphene is a bitch.
Okay, all right. Well, we got to get back to Finnegan's Wake, but I do have a question, Ion. How many, what percentage of the vaccinations actually have the vax drug in them? I've heard that a lot of them.
No. they're not even talking about that anymore. They're just saying get the jab. They're just saying get the jab. Like, I want a jab. I need a jab. And he says, oh my God, I'm going to the whorehouse and I'm going to get jabbed. No, I want to be the jabber. I don't want to get jabbed. Hold on. This is all wrong. No, you're in the right place, young man. You're going to get the jab. No, I don't want no damn jab. At least I need some grease or something because this ain't going to work out. So, yeah, they don't even talk about that it's effective. They don't even talk about that it does anything. You're doing this to help everybody else. Fuck you. You're going to die. You're going to die, goddammit. We don't want you killing everybody while you're going down. Don't. Yeah, pick us up on your way. Pick us up on your way down.
Oh, jeez. We're so off base, Bob.
Yeah.
Look, it says... All you do is think about your veins, and this whole section ends with "On my veiny life." People's lives are around their veins now.
Right. And any transaction over $600, oh, don't forget about that. And they got you. And they got you. Everybody run out. They thought, aha, we motherfuckers with the TikTok said, oh, they're gonna track every transaction. I'm gonna take every penny out. I'm gonna have less than $600 in all my accounts. So they got wheelbarrows full of cash and money. And they go to the Walmart and they say, the Briggs trucks won't bring us change, so we only are accepting debit cards, regular credit cards, and chip cards. We don't have any money, and we can't take any money, and we don't have any way to handle money because Briggs won't come pick up the money. So money for us is no good, so they got you anyway. They'll check you on your card. So isn't that beautiful? Now that you got it figured out. So now what you got to do is you got to go down and you got to buy those credit things for less cards, those prepaid debit cards for less than $600 or make a No, you really should do a transaction less than $600, but you need to have multi-cards because if you got two transactions and it's $600, it still goes in the tracker too. Tracker also. So that's the blithering, blighty blunder that they were talking about before in the footnote.
Well, Ion, what do I care if they track my money? Why do I care?
Well, okay. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, hunker down, hide away, not raising any trouble, you're right. It won't make any difference. But typically, that's not how it works. You get all full of balls, bass, and what was the quote up there? Balls, bass, and vinegar, and what all that? You get all drunk on your own liquor, then you start being boastful and proud and blah, 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 blah. Then it turns in you the first one they see. And then you care, because then you got to do some... Then, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Got it.
The babbers ply the pen, the bibbers drain the den.
That's it. That's exactly right. So stay low, stay slow and low, and stay the fuck out of the way. And you'll be better than you were.
Don't All right. pay attention. Don't talk about the vaccination. Don't even
All
think
right.
about
Excellent.
it.
Excellent. Excellent, Gene. Thanks for contributing. We got to end up with a wonderful hymn. Sawed off shotgun. That's what's coming.